This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, this is going to be one of those unique interviews because we've got a national finalist for a chef's competition in studio. And he's a fifth grader at Melrose Elementary, Cole Stark. Good morning. Thanks for coming in. Well, you have to do more than nod on the radio, though. So, does this get you out of getting to school today?
Yeah.
For a little bit, anyway. All right. So, talk about how you got started as wanting to be a chef.
I got started with watching my dad cook.
And what was it about it that made you want to give it a try?
Just watching him and wanting to make it.
And so you figured that if you could make it, then he didn't have to? And did you want to, how did you get into, here's the thing, your recipe that got you in this is a recipe that I couldn't even make, and I'm old. Most kids don't try stuff like this. How did you get this figured out?
I got it figured out because, I just followed the recipe that my mom told me.
And that was probably a good way to do it. And then did you, you decided you really liked it?
Yes.
So is it something you made a lot of times?
This is my eighth, maybe.
Wow. So on the phone with us as well from Sodexo, Lauren Perry is joining us this morning. Lauren, tell us about this national competition.
So this national competition is hosted by Sodexo. School districts will bring in a food service management company to essentially manage their food service. And Roseburg School District has contracted with us. And this is the 15th year of this national competition. There are thousands of school districts, or hundreds of them, with thousands of students that compete. And Cole is one of thousands of students that competed across multiple states and two countries. And he is one of five that was selected to compete at the national level.
One of five selected to compete at the national level. That's pretty astounding.
It is. It's absolutely incredible, and he has done a phenomenal job, and we are so proud of the work he's done.
Now, did you have like a local competition here?
We did. We had a local competition at Sunny Slope Elementary. We selected eight competitors from Roseburg School District. They entered their recipes, and based on the theme this year was main dish. And based on the quality of their recipe, the completeness, and basically, would they be able to present this dish at a competition? And there were a few questions that we had to answer, and eight students from across the school district were selected, and they competed in front of a panel of judges. We had three principals, a board member, and one district administrator, and those five selected Cole as the district winner.
Now, what were the rest of them in fifth grade as well, or was it different grade levels?
Different grade levels. I opened it up to third through fifth graders this year.
Wow. Now, when I was in fifth grade, I could allegedly boil water, and so I could make macaroni and cheese. That was it, and I'm not a whole lot better now. What kinds of things did you see in the local competition that got your attention, and especially in terms of selecting Cole?
Oh my gosh, it was absolutely incredible. We had one student make a summer fruit sushi. She called it frushi. So she made rice and rolled it into a summer fruit roll with fruit on top and dipped it into a homemade jam. We had Cole's recipe, which when I looked through all of the recipes, I think I had 40 submitted. In the back of my head, if I was a judge, he would have been my selection as well. And I joked about it from the very beginning, so it was nice to see my panel of judges kind of follow that route. What else did we have? We had a little, I think he was in fourth grade, he made a venison meatball type dish with rice as well. We had a quiche, right? Like, these kiddos are so far and above.
Wow.
Even I expected. Yeah.
So where are we at now? Explain what people can do in the community, how they get connected in to vote for Cole.
It is public voting. It is open through May 9th and online at futurechefschallenge.com. They can vote once a day. And please, there are five competitors right now, and we are gunning for Cole. He is our West Region champion, but we are gunning for him to be that national champion.
And so May 9th is only Friday, so people could jump on and do that every day between now and Friday.
Every day between now and Friday.
And then do you know how soon the winner is officially announced?
I believe on May 12th is the date that I saw that it'll be announced.
Wow, so it's going to turn around quickly. So, Cole, are you nervous at all about being in this at this level of a competition?
Yes.
That would be a good answer. Are you pretty confident in what you did, though?
Yes.
Good. Another good answer. What kinds of other things do you like to make food-wise besides the cilantro rice dish?
I like to make egg and toast for my breakfast.
Okay. Now, do you get, I mean, this one is a little complex. There's a lot going on. Do you make things this complicated very often?
Not really.
But do you picture yourself being a chef up the road, like as an adult?
Kinda.
Why does that interest you? Is it just because you like food?
Yes.
So what would you say for somebody listening, why should they vote for Cole this week?
So that the prize for the voting is a James Beard Award-winning chef that comes to our school and makes our recipe.
Wow. That would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Cool deal. All right, Lauren, anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I think he pretty much summed up that incredible grand prize.
All right, and give folks a website again where they can get on and vote.
FutureChefsChallenge.com. You can also find it on Facebook. The school district shared a post. So if you're on Facebook, you can go to Roseburg School District or Roseburg Public Schools and find the post and find the link.
All right. We'll have the link up with the podcast as well. Lauren from Sodexo, Lauren Perry. And Cole, thanks for coming in this morning. We are going to get people voting for you, and hopefully you'll win, all right? All right. Sounds good. It is 8:39, and that wraps up the Morning Report.